Yo, boo.
Hello.
So we recorded this boom a short time ago whilst we were in the restaurant. And it's a shame because I left airplane mode on, so therefore it had lots of interference.
No, you didn't turn it on.
I didn't turn it on, that's why I had lots of interference. So the boom was unusable.
It was.
Which is a shame because my dad was in the boo and a random woman.
Can I stroke your dog?
That's what she said.
Kind of like that. What's his name?
That's it. Exactly that. It's quite random. So I went to a place that is called the Eden Brasserie. And I will repeat what I said in the original boo, which is it's a pretentious name.
Well, the brasserie bit certainly was.
For what is basically a carvery in a garden centre.
Yeah, that's why the Eden thing, I suppose.
Yeah, but the brasserie is a bit,
But I guess, I mean, Eden was supposed to be this paradise-like garden, and the garden centre's nice, but yeah,
yeah.
It still is
It's
a
not
bit.
really a brasserie, is it?
Yeah, but it's not, the garden centre's not exactly Eden either, is it?
No, but neither's Eden.
What?
No, Eden now is probably Kuwait way.
Is there an actual place still called that? Or
No,
because
they did. Archaeologists did suggest that Eden was around the Euphrates, around the Kuwait area.
Oh.
Anyway, that's kind of gone off on a tangent.
But the Garden of Eden is what they're alluding to, I
Sure,
believe.
which was a window
This
box in Suffolk.
I mean, a lot of people would argue it probably never actually existed.
They would.
And I would probably be one of them, even though I'm a
It's
Christian.
probably allegorical.
But, you know, but yeah. But
Anyway,
that's what they're
name
alluding
aside,
to.
it was it's surprisingly okay. I had pork and turkey with roast potatoes, new potatoes, carrots and cabbage, and stuffing and Yorkshire pudding, which always worries me when I have Yorkshire pudding without beef. It makes me feel quite dirty. But
You
I had
didn't have to
one.
have it.
I know I didn't, but I did. The potatoes were quite good actually. The veg were, could have been warmer, maybe. The veg were okay. Yorkshire pudding was soggy, but the pork was of a good quality and the gravy was quite thick. And overall, it was okay. It was pretty good. Certainly compared to other roast dinners I've had in pubs and such. Tell us about your roast dinner, Fiona.
It was a vegetarian. They either had a vegetable Wellington or vegetables in breadcrumbs type of thing. So you could have exactly the same thing either in a pastry or breadcrumbs. So there's not much of a choice, really.
But at least they gave vegetarian
But at least there
gravy.
was, yes, they vegetarian gravy, and also they had a vegetarian choice. I mean, when we went to the Woodman, yes, there were other veggie things. You could have halloumi. And I know that's a different thing, it's a pub, it's not a carvery, but they had halloumi salad or halloumi wrap, but they didn't have a sort of Sunday roast
No, which is a
vegetarian
shame.
option, whereas they did today, so that was good. I'd have preferred, I think, some kind of nutty thing or something with cheese and vegetables, maybe. But yeah, it was nice. I had carrots, I had new potatoes and roast potatoes. And yeah, it was all fine. And then we had ice cream.
The ice
Yeah.
cream was a local thing because they
Oh.
sell local jams and stuff. Just to say, this is in Codsall, which is, well, Staffordshire, but this was Torres Shropshire, this place.
Yeah.
And the ice cream was surprisingly okay. Good. When I say good, not okay, that's not fair. That's disingenuous. It was good ice cream.
Yeah.
I had a clotted cream and also a scoop of strawberry.
I had clotted cream and a scoop of clotted cream. It was clotted cream flavoured ice cream, which we should add, shouldn't we? Not actual clotted cream. And a scoop of Devon toffee ice cream. I'm not sure I'd have the clotted cream one again, to be honest.
No.
No, but the toffee, definitely I would. They had coconut and pineapple as well, which I might try next time.
I found the texture a bit icy. It's a bit over iced, if that makes sense. They're quite. It wasn't as smooth as I'd like it.
But was your strawberry an ice cream or a sorbet?
It was a strawberry ice cream.
Definitely an ice cream. Because
Definitely an
if
ice
it was a
cream.
sorbet, it would be more
Yeah, I know, but it
icy.
was an ice cream.
Okay. Mine was fine, actually.
But actually, it was nice. The flavours were good. So, full marks for them for anywhere that gives local produces a go is really good. There are local jams and ice creams and stuff. Lots of flavours. So
they did.
The service was a bit, well, you would argue probably not, but because it was like a tray situation, you know, and they serve you like a cafeteria or a canteen at school. But I'm sure if you were by yourself, you would get help. But that said, I can't imagine many of people listening to this going to visit there, because most people on Audio Boot, I follow me or Fiona, I don't think live in this
area,
this neck of the woods. But even so, I thought we'd give it a go.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll give it.
We went with your dad because we couldn't have got there. It's no. You had to go there in a car.
No, it's my dad's next week. My dad's birthday next week. I'm not. Well, we're not around for the weekend, so. It's nice. I'll give it I've actually changed my mind slightly.
Yeah, because you gave it a 7 earlier, and so did your dad.
I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Why have they got 0.5? Well, they give us a jug of cold water.
They give us cold water. The coffee wasn't very good.
No, it really wasn't. I would have, if I'd known you were ordering coffee drinks, I just think I'd have come with you and chosen a cold, like elderflower press ale, or that kind of thing.
They probably wouldn't have it.
Well, something. Yeah. I'd have seen what they had, because I tend not to have coffee in places like that.
Okay, but the reason I'm giving it a 7.5 is when I said the coffee's too weak, they did attempt to strengthen it.
They did, yeah.
They didn't, like, we can't help that, can we? Didn't do that.
No, and they also didn't charge us extra, which actually is important.
And it's reasonably priced as well.
Yeah. I'm going to give them 8, actually.
Because it cost, I might as well say, 3 roast dinners, 3 coffees was 35 quid.
Well, that's not bad.
It's not too bad, is it?
No.
I mean, it's not cheap, but it's not, you know, it's a fair price.
I think so.
So, I'll give it a 7.5. You give it an 8, my dad gave it a 7. So there we go. That is the Eden Brasserie in...
Which is a carvery, really.
Yeah, in Codsall towards Shropshire Way-ish. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Where is it?
Where have you put it?
Oh, there it is.